Welcome to yet another edition of Hit the Target podcast, proudly brought to you by Hollywood Bets, discussing the greatest league in Africa, possibly the world. Of course, we're talking about the DStv Premiership, but a bit of a shuffle in the studio. In fact, not really a shuffle, but more subtraction. Pro Pilani is not going to be with us this week, so it's just going to be myself, of course, and Banile Pikwa. Banza, good to have you here all alone.
Yeah, I mean, it's always good to be here. I mean, it's always fantastic to come here and discuss football, even though sometimes, I mean, we come with our hearts down. I mean, failing to qualify. But, I mean, if you ask me, I'm the right person to be here because I'm used to
disappointments. Why is that?
I'm just used to it.
Any club loyalties that caused this feeling?
Something along those lines that has made me.
Does it have anything to do with the picture I recently posted on Twitter?
No.
Okay. Can I ask you another question? Do you represent love and peace?
I think everyone should. Everyone in the world should represent love and peace. I mean, that
should be the world's motto.
Yeah.
Well, a couple of fixtures to return to club football with a few in the DStv Premiership, few in the CAF Champions League. We've got one South African Giants in the CAF Confederations Cup. Let's start off with the DStv Premiership. 3rd of April, Saturday, sees Swallows against Golden Arrows, Dobsonville.
Oh, so we're saving the best for last. I thought maybe we'd start with
this. I think let's
save the best for
last.
Let's
stay here in the country and then we'll travel abroad once we get comfortable.
If we get
once we isolate, yeah, you know. But Swallows Arrows, what's the story?
Difficult one. Swallows started very well, like everybody knows. I mean, but yeah, eventually, reality kicked in. I like Arrows, how they've done the season. I mean, after Steve Compella had left, after the poor bubble run they had in the bio bubble, everyone wrote them off, and we thought maybe they'd be there or thereabout in the relegation zone. But look at where they are. I mean, second on the log. It's fantastic and exciting to see such a young team being so high on the log and playing with so much confidence, and exciting, you know.
And also with the local coach.
As well. I mean, it's basically local players as well, and it's not just local players; it's local young players as well. And I think they should be getting a shot. I mean, maybe Bafana bench or something like that, so they can get that necessary experience. If we are to have any sort of vision, and these are the players that we should be looking at, and yeah,
sounds like you're throwing petrol to the Bafana fire.
Not really, but I mean, if you've got a goalkeeper who's 23 years old, like Umlungwane, and is playing 90 minutes regularly, then
at least that choice,
you know, get that international feel, you know. So yeah, build the confidence. These are the players that we will be looking at in the future. I mean, it wouldn't make sense to give Umlungwane his first call up when he's like 28, you know, when you can still call him now to push your Williams and things like that.
And then you did mention Golden Arrows are second, a point above SuperSport United in third, and they've still got a game in hand over SuperSports and Orlando Pirates. So,
you know,
if you've been following social media and what's being said, you'll find that in this fixture, one coach has been sacked on Twitter, and the other coach has got coach of the season on social media. So, a bit of contrasting fortunes, but your prediction?
Well, the one that's been sacked is the one who has won two Coach of the Month awards this season. So, it's a coach who has done very, very well also. So yeah, I think in terms of prediction, I'll go for Arrows. I mean, this is
with confidence or just to have a punt on them, just for the sake of it.
No, it's not for the sake of it. There is a bit of confidence in this one. I mean, it's not just one of those where you close your eyes and pick. I think, yeah, I mean, most of the people would also go for Arrows, but because of so many draws and the Swallows, maybe you can say
win draw
for Golden Arrows, because I mean, whenever Swallows is involved, a draw is always a big runner.
For sure, 100%, definitely agree with that. Then on Saturday, later the same day, 5 o'clock, one of the 2 5 o'clock kickoffs on that day, Maritzburg United against Chippa United. I think it's a 6-pointer. Both teams down at the bottom end of the table. Maritzburg United now finding a little bit of form. I think they're unbeaten in about 4 league games. Chippa United, long winless run for them as well. So Harry Kuala Stadium should be a fortress again, at least for 90 minutes.
Yeah, look, Maritzburg United are starting to turn things around. I've been saying for the longest time that until they start getting points, until they start having their unbeaten run, you know, whether it's at home, whether it's, you know, overall or in all competition or whatever the case may be, until they start getting a bit of form, then we can start saying they don't deserve to be in the bottom of the pile. But as long as they're still losing, then we'll say they deserve to be there. So they've shown indication. Let's hope the break came at the right time for them. They needed some rest, you know. Mm-hmm. Playing against a Chipper United team, and I know for sure, for a fact, Coach Dan Dance is now under a bit of pressure, you know, and these are the type of games he has to win, or else he'll be shown that to win.
Well, we know what happens at Chipper. What happens at Chipper doesn't stay at Chipper.
You know, so yeah, I mean, it's there for all to see. And mm-hmm. when you look at a club like Maritzburg United, I mean, they've got to Ernst Murrendorp, who also is a no-nonsense type of coach, very, very strict. So, yeah, it was very fortunate for them that they didn't have players going on international duty this time. So, mm-hmm. he got more time to work with the players. So, in terms of results, I'll go for Maritzburg United. Yeah, not as confident as I was with the Arrows one, but mm-hmm. I'll still go Maritzburg United.
Yeah, I'm fairly confident in this one. I think Maritzburg United do win this fixture fairly comfortably. But I'm just looking at the log table now. Maritzburg United, they're 9 points off the top eight with the game in hand. They could obviously make it 6 points if that game in hand goes according to plan. Is it too late for top eight, or should they just focus on survival? Because, you know, with a team like Maritzburg that they have, and especially a coach in Ernst Middendorp, they've got the capabilities to be in the, you know, amongst the thick of things in the better half of the table. So they shouldn't be where they are. They're better than where they are.
Yeah.
Can they get out of where they are?
They definitely can get out of where they are. And if you're asking top 8, 9 points with the game in hand, you win that game in hand at 6 points, and mm-hmm. there's like still 9 games to go. If you say you're out of the top 8 and you're Ernst Murrendorp, it will sound like you're not ambitious, you know. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you have to be realistic and say, okay, let's take it one at a time. The focus now is to get out of the relegation zone, climb a little bit up in the ladder, then we can start talking top 8. You know, you can't be talking top 8 whilst if you lose, you will be 16th on the log and the relegation bound. It wouldn't make sense. But yeah, I mean, we know it's quite cliche. Coaches said a lot that take each game at a time. But I think here it's more appropriate to say that, I mean, they need to take it one game at a time, win games against your direct rivals, such as Chipper United, ensure Wuti you've stayed away from them. Then you can start looking at your top eight.
100%. Agree with that. Later, well, not later that day, but also at 5 o'clock on Saturday, Cape Town City against Baroka. Cape Town City, rather, been fascinating as usual. We know what we always say about them, very entertaining to watch. They up front, they the Champions League team. At the back, they, not, I don't want to say not professional, but they like a better ABC Motsepe League team. So, yeah,
what can we... keeping department?
DSTV Premiership material. I won't say which end. But I think that's a safe answer. Cape Town City against Baroka, what's your thoughts here, Banele?
Yeah, I mean, Cape Town City, they've been very exciting and entertaining. Like how you said, I like how they entertained us on the 1st of April, saying they've signed Aguero from Man City.
Very entertaining.
So talking about Champions League attacking, I mean, that's where they are. But yeah, we all know it was one of those April Fool's jokes. But mm-hmm. yeah, in terms of Cape Town City and Baroka, I think it's a cagey affair. I mean, both teams can pull a very dodgy performance on that day, and on that day they can pull a very good performance. I mean, if you look at Ibaroka, how they started, I remember they won their first 2 games of the season, and they started things like it's coming home. So yeah, it is unbelievable. But this is a Baroka mm-hmm. team that's capable of pulling a fight, that's capable of beating teams like your Chiefs, your Pirates, mm-hmm. you know, your drawing with Sundowns, they're capable of anything, and getting points at Cape Town City, I wouldn't be surprised. At the same time, I wouldn't be surprised if they get a hiding also, you know, that's the story with these two teams. But one thing for sure, I know Cape Town City will concede as long as Peter Liebenberg is there. For me, I don't
no confidence
him.
Whatsoever.
No confidence. I don't rate him, even if they're playing ABC or whatever team.
You back both teams.
I'd always back them to concede. I don't rate the keeper. I mean, the amount of goals is
conceding. What's he doing wrong for you? Is it the way he's commanding the area? The
amount of goals is conceding. That's just it.
And you're putting it down onto goalkeeping and not defense or lapses in concentration.
If Onyango keeps 13 clean sheets,
he gets the credit.
From 16 games, I give him the credit. I don't say the Sundowns defense. Yes, there will be times where a single point there and there, but I mean, we have to be consistent. I've been saying this for the longest time. If we can say this goalkeeper has kept this amount of clean sheet, then if you're conceding like nobody's business, then we should also look at the goalkeeper. And it's been happening for the last three seasons, so we can't really say it's the defense.
So no excuses now.
The defense, no excuses. So one thing for sure, both teams to score in this game is a banker.
Yeah, in terms of picking a winner, it's really tough because Baraka, I think they've won just one of their last eight games in the DSTV Premiership. Yes. Cape Town City haven't won in seven league games. It's, you know, if they could both lose, they probably would. But obviously, football doesn't work like that.
For a draw, both teams to score and draw. I think that's a big run, and it comes with a lot of value too. I mean, if you're a brave punter, I know those punters who like such odds, who like big odds.
We know a few ourselves. names mentioned.
That's what they say. In Isikosa, they say,
no names mentioned, of course.
It means no names mentioned.
Sunday, 4th of April, just two games to look forward to in the DSTV Premiership. One game in particular is Black Leopards against AmaZulu. I think there's plenty of excitement there for the neutral. But first, let's touch on Bloemfontein Celtic against CS Galaxy.
It's a tough one. I mean,
just get this fixture out the way. Yeah, it's one of those games where, you know, you look at the DSTV menu and you see our five games. You know, there's always that one that stands out, and then there's always that one that's like,
you wouldn't watch it no matter what.
Why are you even a fixture?
Exactly. I mean, to be honest, I mean, there's still a lot of games we need to go through, and I'd say this one. I mean, yeah, just back a draw. I mean, we know the PSL and draws, and I think this is one
possibly
of those
goalless.
Possibly goalless. I mean, Celtic started well, but now they haven't convinced me.
TS Galaxy as well, it was at a brilliant run of form that they went through, and Maritzburg United just, you know, ended that with ease. So yeah, let's move on. Luckily, at the same time, there's, you know, a fixture between Black Leopards and AmaZulu, like I mentioned, so we can turn our attention, full attention, undivided attention, to that game happening in Toyendo. Banele, your thoughts?
You know,
thoughts, please.
You know, last week or so, that the Brazil Federation, they said, a team can only hire two coaches, can only have two coaches per season, so you cannot fire more than two coaches in one season.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I laughed at that, and the first team that came to mind, surprisingly, it was Atletico United. It was Black Leopards, because of the amount of coaches they also changed, and nobody talks about that. At the moment, we don't even know who's like coaching them. Is it Papik? Is it, you know, it's a joke. Yeah, but on the other hand, Ubeni has done incredibly well at AmaZulu. I mean, it's no surprise that a lot of people are now calling him to the national team. What he's doing at AmaZulu.
What's your thoughts on that? Weigh in on that situation. Would you, as a Bafana Bafana supporter, want Coach Benny to leave his post at AmaZulu and go to the Bafana Bafana national team?
It's a weird one because I'm not sure if I'm still a Bafana supporter.
We need to clarify that
one,
first.
Yeah, that one is suspended until further notice. But yeah, I think I wouldn't want Ubeni going into Bafana Bafana whilst Isafa is still a mess, because what's then going to happen? He won't succeed because as things are at SAFA, nobody will succeed. And that's the truth of the matter. No coach will succeed. I mean, if you're looking at the team, they're not getting anything right in terms of the admin. They come rocking up old Nike jackets wrapped up in a black tape, you know. So it's all those little things.
You gotta love South African football.
Exactly. It's those little things that tell you that at SAFA, everything is a joke. You know, after not qualifying, sacking a coach, the president wasn't there. You have a CEO who keeps saying, I'm new at the job, I don't have the answers, you know, you're crying at the wrong funeral, all those things that were being said there. And you wouldn't want someone like Upeni to go there, and obviously you're going to fail. I mean, nobody will succeed under those conditions, and then people will call him a failure, like how it is with Upitso Mosimane. He went there, he didn't succeed, which was inevitable. And yeah, everybody still points at Bafana's job and say, but Pizzo failed at Bafana, and you look at how well he did at SuperSport, how well he did at Sundowns, how well he's doing at Al Ahly, you know, and it tells you. And then there comes that one thing that says, ah, you failed at Bafana. So I wouldn't want Upeni to have that negativity associated with him.
And that's the thing with coaches, not just in South Africa, but across the world. When you go through, if you're a successful coach and when you have a bad spell, I'm thinking Jose Mourinho in England now, for a while now, when you have that bad spell, it's really hard to pick up, because the common belief is you finished, or you passed your best. Yeah. Or, you know, surely we don't want the same being said for Penny McCarthy. No?
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. And people will start saying weird things like he's only good for small teams, you know. Mm-hmm. We don't want that until USAFA sort themselves out, until they are more organized, like how they were in the 2000 and before they won the Birdie World Cup, like how organized
the early
2000s. Then we can start saying, okay, Penny, you're a young coach, go prove yourself at national level. But at the moment, I wouldn't want him going there. Let him coach at AmaZulu, do well, get that top four that Uzungu wants. Mm-hmm. And yeah, let's all applaud him and let him wait for Uzenbauer or Gavin Hunt or whoever to get sacked, and then get the job there. The big three, you know.
Quick question, because this is, you know, Hit the Target podcast, and we love throwing random questions at your way in particular, because, you know, you don't hold anything back. As a young coach in South Africa, Coach Benny McCarthy or Coach Lulani Mokoena?
I'd say at the moment it's an unfair question. Both very, 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 very. I won't sit on the fence, but we have to like put it clear that, I mean, it's really a difficult one. It's it's comparing two very good promising coaches here. And look at Coach Rolani, what he did at Mamelodi Sundowns before going to Pirates, and at Pirates also. I mean, I still don't think his spell at Pirates was a failure. I mean, what they did with Coach Mitchell, it was absolutely fantastic. And you look at Coach Benny McCarthy as a player, he's been coached by one of the best coaches, about Jose Mourinho. The amount of respect they have for him, and it tells you that this person knows football. He won a cup with the Cape Town City. They were very exciting and competing. They were there about in the league. And look at what he has done at AmaZulu. I mean, when AmaZulu first spoke about the top four, we thought, okay, it's a joke.
Now they're 10 games unbeaten, they've won four in a row,
and they're coming, and, yeah. and everyone now will tip AmaZulu to get a top four because of Coach Benny. So I'd say, because of maybe Coach Benny has worked with your Mourinhos, your what, at the moment I'll go with him. But it's a very close one. Coach Rolani also is still a very good coach, and you look at his Sundowns at the moment, very, very competitive, and he's part of it, and we know he's one of the drivers of that bus, you know, as much as it's three coaches, but he also has he sits in the front and has a very big say. So yeah, they both have my respect, and yeah, it's either or, but I'd understand if you choose Roland.
Is it you know, one of the videos that have been trending on social media and for years now is, I think it's Rio Ferdinand who said, I think he said it on Lionel Messi and Cristiano Ronaldo, and let's just enjoy them both.
yeah, I think so. Maybe we should ask the people at home what they think, but for me it's either or.
For sure, if you're out there listening and want to get involved in the debates, who do you think is a better young coach in in terms of South African football, what they've achieved and what they look set to achieve in their early careers as a head coach. Rulani Mokoena or Benny McCarthy, let us know your thoughts, and if your comment hits the target, we will credit your account with the 200 betting voucher courtesy of Hollywood Bets. Also, if you feel like the comments is unfair, like Panele as well, let us know, and you know, we're not guaranteeing that your comment will hit the target, but you know, you do stand a chance to win that 200 betting voucher. But yeah, Panele, speaking of Rulani Mokoena and obviously the bus or the ship that he's steering with Mamelodi Sundowns, they travel to Sudan, you know, a very familiar country with all South Africans recently. They play Al Hilal, and now after winning in Algeria, they've won in Lubumbashi as well. Surely there'll be confidence of treating this fixture as if they've treated the previous ones.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we spoke about Abu Mulungwane getting that international feel, and I think the coaches here should apply the same strategy as well. I mean, they're giving debuts, CAF Champions League gave debuts to guys like Ricardo Goss and you know, like all those guys that haven't had much game time in the Champions League, because the Sundowns will still need them next season, you know. What if Onyango gets injured, something like that? You want to have
what the experience like Kekana can come back or?
Yeah, like those type of guys. This is an opportunity for them. I mean, Sundowns have already topped the group, they've already qualified, so yeah, and you've still got Nedbank Cup against Orlando Pirates to come. So this is an opportunity to save some of the players and say, guys, rest, especially guys like Abo Onyango who are on international duty. This is an opportunity.
Who are also in the late that season.
So. Exactly. So rest, let's try Abo Goss, let's try
real football age. Just by the way.
Let's try other players. So yeah, because of that, then it then gives Al Hilal a fair chance of competing. It now neutralizes the game, so I wouldn't be as confident as I was. I mean, if
you wait for the team to come out first.
Yeah, if this was a game whereby Sundowns need to win in order for them to top the group or to qualify, I'd easy say Sundowns, you know. But yeah, because they've already qualified. And yeah, they've got so many games. I'm expecting a few changes. I mean, I know they don't have any bad players. Whoever they put in is still competitive. But yeah, because of the adjustments and changes, there will be also few changes on the pitch as well.
I slightly disagree with that, because even though, you know, Sundowns are in a different frame of mind because they've, you know, already through and they've topped. And Al Hilal themselves, they against TP Mazembe and Belouizdad. You know, they both their games at home, they drew goalless. So as much as they haven't conceded at home, they haven't scored at home. So their clean sheet record is definitely being broken against Sundowns. But will they now score against one of the best teams in their group and across Africa? For me, possibly no. So I'm all in on Sundowns. Yeah, I think, you know, they win this quite comfortably. And funny enough, they've actually moved the fixture from 6 o'clock to 3 o'clock. So, you know, I think it could suit Sundowns as much as they feel like it suits Al Hilal. I think it also
suits more of Al Hilal, because I mean, their players who
they've the climate they're used to.
And they've been in Sudan now, you know. And you look at the Sundowns players, most of them will have to report back from international duty, then travel to Sudan, you know. Then in that way, they're giving
they
them
should just stay there.
giving them less time to prepare. But yeah, I mean, most of the players who are in Sudan, and I mean, it's Sundowns players that are they in Bafana.
Let us down.
No, I don't want to say let us down. It's Bafana Bafana that's let us down. I mean, we shouldn't associate Sundowns with the Bafana Bafana as much as most of their players are there, but it's two different teams.
And speaking of letting us down, Kaizer Chiefs, why did Casablanca on Saturday?
This is a strange one. I remember
it really is strange, because we had a conversation off air and we were both discussing this and saying, hey, can Chiefs win this game? What do you think? Because it's a must not lose, or it's a must win rather, for Chiefs. But
I remember one of the best teams last season when United beat was it Chelsea 4-0?
Manchester United.
I think it was the first game of the season, something like that. And I mean, a lot of Chelsea fans said, hey, we played well, but it's unfortunate that we lost 4-0. And most of the people didn't understand what they're talking about, and that's how most Kaizer Chiefs supporters felt against Wydad in the first leg. If you look at that game, Chiefs was very, very competitive. Yes, in the early stages of the game, Wade had scored. Chiefs, throughout, the first half, they were the team that were really trying to knock and trying to score, you know. Mm-hmm. They looked like they'd score. Then towards the end of the first half, Wade had, scored, you know, and yeah, it was 2-0. Second half again, same story. Chiefs knocked and knocked and knocked and knocked. In the dying stages of the game, Wade had scored and they got a very, very dodgy penalty and a red card and then they scored. It was 4-0, you know, at the end of the day, if you didn't watch and you look at the results and say 4-0, you'd think, I mean, what were Chiefs thinking? Mm-hmm. Wade had a Champions League team, Chiefs and Jeoma Vugenyeni, you know, they deserve the 4-0, which wasn't the case. So now, it's a home game for Kaizer Chiefs, different game. Mm-hmm. Straight after winning the derby, there's a little bit of confidence, you know. Lukovic scored a very, very big goal and there'll be confidence in him as well. I know against Horoya, he had scored two, but ruled offside, you know. So yeah.
So he knows he's got his scoring boots on. It's just about, you know, having them allowed or not.
Yeah, you know. And yeah, against Champions League teams, I mean, you'd want Unukovic, a slightly confident Unukovic playing. So after the derby win, we don't know how much of a confidence it will bring to the Chiefs team. So if you can win the derby and then your next game you beat Iwede at Casablanca, you sit second on the Champions League win, then there'll be confidence, you know. You progress, you progress to the quarterfinals of the Champions League. Then suddenly, what was the worst season now looks a little bit of, you know, rosy. It now looks a little bit of flashy. There's some positive around it. So then, I think they'll be targeting that.
Then we can rub it in Pro Pilani's face.
But to be fair, he's been saying Chiefs will progress.
Yeah, he says Chiefs will do well in the CAF.
Champions League, but not Champions in the DSTV. League,
not in the DSTV Premiership, but I'm unsure whether he says they'll progress past the group stages.
No, you did say it. Numerous times that they'll progress in this group.
So then surely he must, obviously he's not here to defend himself. We're sort of making an assumption for him, but surely he'd be backing Chiefs to get a positive result.
I'm not too sure about that. It's a strange one with him, because when Gavin Hunt said the Champions League, It's much more better than a DSTV Prem. I mean, a lot of people chopped his head, but I still understand that statement. I mean, you beat Wydad, which won't be easy. Definitely won't be easy.
Why they haven't conceded yet in the Champions League?
Yeah, maybe they'll concede.
So up steps Samir Nukovic. But have you given me your prediction, Banile? It seems like you're on the fence. You were confident, then you're backtracking. What's the story here?
I am on the fence on this one, you know. But I'll go with the wish. I'll say Kaizer Chiefs to win.
Love and peace.
Love and peace.
Sunday we move over to the CAF Confederations Cup, where the Orlando Pirates face Al Ahly Benghazi. You know, Pirates, they've been doing well in this competition, beating Nyimba, you know, the draw against ES Tsif as well. So I think on paper, Pirates would be slight favorites. What do you think?
Yeah, not even slight. They should be favorites. I mean, this.
Yeah, I think you give them too much credit.
Yeah, they should be favorites. I mean, in this type of games. But yeah, we know how Pirates are. I mean, they can play well. You think, okay, they're coming, and then boom.
Then the derby.
They know where to be seen against the Black Leopards. There'll be no way to be seen against Chiefs in a derby. You know, that's the story of the Orlando Pirates this season. They can surprise you and go there and win 3-0 against this Al Ahly Benghazi, and they'll win 3-0. And then next thing, they come lose easy to Mamelodi Sundowns in the Nedbank Cup. Or lose this game, go win that one. And that's very, very inconsistent and unpredictable.
We agree that there's no consistency. So whether they win their next game and lose the following game, or win the next one, lose, win, lose, where will that win come? Because we need to get this figured out before we play.
They have been consistently inconsistent.
Exactly. So what you see is not always what you get with the Orlando Pirates. A lot of their big players tend to go missing on the big stage. A lot of their smaller players get scapegoated and unfairly criticized. So it's tough. I think I might be on the fence. I'm not usually one to sit on the fence, but I do think Al Hilal, they've got 3 points from the first game played at home so far. So I do think they won't lose. I don't think Pirates will lose the game either. So Share the spoils, yeah. That's how football works.
I think that's a big runner draw in this game. I mean, with the Pirates at the moment, there's no confidence, especially at the back at the moment. I'm not convinced, you know. For some strange reason, I thought Ujale was the one that was selling, but whenever he's on the season, they've looked
much more solid.
So when he's not there, there's a little bit of a big gap. So that's just the story. And maybe Ofori also. So is he back from injury? What's the story? Is he gonna play this game?
I have no idea.
You know, and yeah, I know if you're gonna come with players like Abo Mpunchane, I mean, he's still a very good goalkeeper,
I've got one of the best goalkeeper coaches in the league, Mpunis, Wayne Sandilands.
Dude is more hungrier than ever. So, yeah. let's see how that one goes, how that hunger lost. But yeah, I mean, without Ofori, if he'll still miss this game, then it compromises the quality. I mean, Ofori is the type of goalkeeper that can win you a game and save
you
points.
Or at least earn your points.
Yeah. Exactly, you know. And Mpunchane is the type of goalkeeper
who can
give the opponent a goal, you know. But yeah, they're still both very good goalkeepers, just those fine margins.
Just one's a criminal.
So yeah, I think a draw is a big runner on this one.
Yeah, well, that's it from all teams in the DSTV Premiership and across Africa and in the country. Let us know your thoughts. Remember, if you want to stand a chance of winning that 200 rand betting voucher courtesy of Hollywood Bets, best young coach in the country, is it Rulani Mokoena at Mamelodi Sundowns, or is it coach Benny McCarthy at AmaZulu? Let us know your thoughts, and like I said, if your comment hits the target, we will credit your account with the 200 rand betting voucher courtesy of Hollywood Bets. Banele, it hasn't been so strange talking to you alone. Feels like we're upstairs in the office all over again. But until next week, hopefully we have Troya.
Sharp, sharp, yeah. Let's hope you'll be here.
Cheers.
Sharp, sharp.